Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Magic 106.7. Had a little a couple of different hug, I don't want to say incidents over the weekend, but I drew some attention to myself.
Hey, what's your name? My name's Buddy. Does someone need a hug?
Yeah, someone needs a hug.
I just wanted a hug!
Mm-hmm. It's David Stone Kendrick. We're back in the building. I think this kind of dovetails with you guys being back. We're opening up again. We're turning the corner here. First of all, welcome back to 83 Leo Birmingham Parkway for the first time in like six months, five months, something like that.
Yep. It's really good to be back. It's good to have just all of us together and be able to look at each other's faces and see people's smiles.
Right. Yeah. Now that people have been vaccinated for a couple of weeks, I think we were all independently at things over the weekend where I was outside and there were people, and I'm vaccinated 2 weeks past, and other people who were, and I'm like, can I give you a hug? Mm-hmm. And it was like, I think, yeah, no, but everybody was a little, I don't know, a little trepidatious about it at first, but then it was like, bring it on.
Yeah, we were the same. I was at a grad party. It was outdoors, and, you know, the vast majority of people there were vaccinated. Right. And people were just like walking up with their arms open, like hug. But they wouldn't like hug you until you kind of gave the okay. Yeah, like nodded your head like, yeah, come on in.
That's, you know, that happened to, there were friends there who I hadn't seen and people who I routinely would hug. I mean, I'm close friends. And then there was a couple of people who were friends of theirs and stuff like that. And I said, can I give you a hug? And this woman was like, I'm not really a hugger, but yes, okay, bring it in. You know, it was like, she was vaccinated and everything, but she's not really a big fan of the hugs. So,
yeah.
I know. I can't wait. I have to go to a graduation party this weekend in the Seaport. So that'll be fun and interesting and exciting. And I have no idea what to do, what to wear, what to say. So I'm so excited, though.
That's another piece of it, too. Like getting dressed to go somewhere, if you've not been somewhere for months and months and months, like you put your face on, get your hair done, or, you know,
gotta
put a jacket on,
gotta learn how to walk in shoes again.
Like that. It's different.
I know. I wore flats today because I'm like, if I put heels on, I will fall flat on my face. I'm a little out of practice, let's just say.
My feet are not used to it. My body, even wearing jean shorts today, my body was like, what's going on? Why the restriction? What are you doing to me? Where's the elastic? So, but it's nice. I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. I'm excited that it's back.
Just the connection. It's like you don't realize how much you miss it until you hug somebody and you're like, yes, this feels good.
We'll do more on coming back to the office because I think a lot of people are either starting to venture out for social things or going back to work. Maybe not. You're not going to go in 5 days, but you're going to go two or three. We'll do more on that a little bit later on because I think there's a lot to learn from people who have done it and like what surprised you about it, what's done well, and you know, what you were surprised you missed.
That's the big thing. I missed everything. I missed all the little inconveniences, things that used to drive me crazy. I'll take it all. I love it. I want it all. I want the mess. I want the mishaps. I want the printer not to work. Yeah. I want my password not to work. I want it all. I miss it.
Down around the corner from our studios, there's a little coffee area, the kitchen area. Yeah. And there's a guy who comes in from another part of the building every morning. And in the coffee maker, he takes the thing with all the coffee pods
The filter and bangs it
on the side of the trash.
I miss
and
that.
You guys have missed it for these couple of months, but I'm hoping against hope you'll get a chance to hear it a little bit later.
I'm sure we will.